City Hospital reception speaking. Sister Hutchings. Why, hello, sister. Dr. Meredith. Oh, no, I can't. You see, he's in the operating theatre.
In a private ward, an elderly patient lies quietly with his eyes closed. He doesn't seem to notice when Dr. Marlowe, the medical director, creeps softly in and bends over him.
It's all right. I'm not asleep.
I'm sorry I disturbed you. I was just going off and I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
How can a man of 72 waiting for death be all right?
Come, come, Mr. Barrett. We've been over all this. Providing you cooperate, there's no reason at all why you shouldn't have many years ahead of you.
You're a good chap, Marlowe. In the week I've been in the hospital, I've grown to respect you. I'd even like you if I had the power to like anybody. Now, if you don't mind...
Yes, yes, I'm going. I just want to say this to you. You've consistently refused all injections. Had you allowed us to treat you as we'd have liked to have done when you were first picked off the streets...
Picked off the streets... Make it sound as though I was kidnapped.
Fortunately for us, there was no time to ask for your permission. When the ambulance brought you here, you were given emergency treatment, although your heart attack proved not as severe as the doctor on duty feared. Mr. Barrett, all you've given us is an address of your bank. Why don't you cooperate a little? Tell us something about yourself.
You're not worried about the bill for this private ward, are you? You needn't be. The bank manager has instructions.
I know. You've also given him instructions not to divulge anything about you, other than your name, your age, and your religion.
Well, what more do you want? It's all the hospital requires.
We've been trying to get the name and address of your next of kin from you for the last 3 days. Why won't you tell us?
Because I don't choose to. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get some rest.
General Durajet, one of the latest and most improved tires of its type on the road today. Durajet, built stronger with Duragen rubber for extra mileage.
Fit General Tires. Fit General Tires for extra mileage.
Rook met Nuvelus. Rook a ransom. En is maaksel getuig, des Virginische tabak op zijn beste. Ransom biedt die rijk aangename geur van uitzoek Virginische tabak met die exclusieve Ransom multifilter, wat daarin noodzakelijke balans tussen tabak en filter behoudt. Een nieuwe ondervinding en rookgenot. Ransom, voor die man wat bij rookt en het geniet.
Go, Dr. Morrison. I think we must give up every idea of finding out the patient's background. I went as far as I dared this afternoon. I think we just have to continue with the oral treatment. He point-blank refuses any injections, and we'll just have to do the best we can.
The best we can won't be good enough, Dr. Marlowe. I gave him another cardiograph this morning. I'm worried about him. You see, although the attack isn't as severe as all that, he's showing no signs of improvement at all. What are we going to do with him, sir? If he goes out of hospital the way he is and the way he behaves, he'll be dead in a couple of months.
Yes, I know.
It's this death wish of his.
No, Dr. Morrison, I don't think he's the suicidal type at all. No, it isn't that he's got a death wish. It's just that he hasn't got a life wish. I'm not making myself very clear, am I?
No, I know exactly what you mean. He just doesn't care. He'll go on living as long as he has to live, but he'll do nothing to prolong his life or take care of himself, because the thought of dying doesn't worry him at all.
Yes, that's about the sum total of it. But matters can't just rest there. For all we know, he may have relatives eating their hearts out, wondering what's happened to him. After all, to collapse in the street like that, he must have been going somewhere. Somebody must have expected him.
You don't think he was on his way to do something desperate? It's rather strange that there was nothing in his pockets, no means of identification.
I don't think so. I still insist he's not the suicide type. I'm going to have another talk with Mr. McIntyre, the bank manager.
It's perfectly true that Mr. Barrett wrote for me from hospital, but
In view of what you say, that the man's life is at stake, I'd be prepared to give you any information I have, but I haven't any. Ah, yes, yes. He came in one day with £1,000 worth of traveller's cheques and opened an account. I don't think it was more than a fortnight ago.
Traveller's cheques, eh? Now that means he's a stranger to the city.
I should think so. Gave the address Hotel Splendid, Main Street.
Hotel Splendid. I know Clark, the manager. It's on my way back to the hospital. I'll have a word with him.
We were worried stiff, Doctor. This gentleman booked in, went up to his room to change his clothes, went out, and we never saw him again. There was all his luggage in his room. We were going to the police, but we got a letter and a check. Here it is.
May I see it?
Oh, certainly, Doctor.
Manager, Hotel Splendid, Main Street. Dear sir, I'm sorry
if I've caused you and your staff any undue concern. An emergency arose which did not allow me the opportunity to communicate with you immediately. Please retain my room, for which I enclose a check covering the possible cost.
Well, that explains it. What am I going to do now?
Oh, there's nothing wrong, is there, Dr. Marlowe? He's all right, isn't he?
Well, I'm afraid he isn't, Mr. Clark. He's at a hospital. He's a sick man. I'm trying to find out if he has any relatives. Seems as though he's come from abroad, so one worry's cleared up. There's no one anxiously waiting for him, wondering why he hasn't returned home. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I'll get back to the hospital.
I don't want any lunch. Just leave the sweet and take the rest away.
Oh, but you must eat.
Must I? Why?
Well, it's to keep your strength up.
Nurse, do I look as though I have any strength?
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I'm being rather foolish. Matron lectured us on not being too talkative with the patients. Well, I'll take the tray away and leave the sweet.
You're new, aren't you?
Well, the first day. I got out of nurses' training college on Friday. I'm only a probationer. You won't tell Matron that I...
That you what? Try to be pleasant to a grumpy old man?
Oh, look. Oh, do look out of the window, Mr. Barrett. Can you see? Mimosa. Oh, I love mimosa, don't you?
No, not particularly. But then don't look shocked. I have no feelings of affection for either animate or inanimate objects.
Do you mean you don't... like anything?
As you say, I do not like anything.
But don't you like people?
No, I do not.
Oh.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, child. I don't hate people. I'm just indifferent.
But what about your own...
Now, if you'll excuse me, nurse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing just what Matron said I shouldn't do. Well, I do hope you enjoy your... I was going to say lunch, but you can't call one trifle a lunch, can you? I'll be back soon to clear away. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Oh, hello, nurse. Good afternoon to you. I see you've just come out of Ward 6.
Yes, Doctor.
Oh, dear. I see you're taking back his lunch. Didn't the patient want any?
No, sir. Only the trifle.
Oh. Well, I don't know what we're going to do with him. What are we going to do with him, Dr. Marlowe?
Well, that's not easily answered. He's quite prepared to stay being hospitalized as long as he feels that he's paying for all his treatment, which indeed he is. On the other hand, we're getting no further with him medically.
But where will he go when he leaves here?
Well, presumably he has some plan.
But you know, sir, that as long as he's in hospital, he's not likely to have a relapse. But once he leaves here...
Yes, I know. But the fact remains that if he continues to refuse these injections, his condition will deteriorate gradually. That could only be one thing, ultimately.
He takes sedation. Why can't we just... put him under and then give him the injections. That's the only way to save this man's life.
You can't be serious, Dr. Morrison. The law is very clear and explicit. Any doctor who injects drugs against the wishes of the patient is guilty of assault and can be prosecuted. You know that.
Yes, I know. But in this case...
I understand. It's a terrible thing to watch a patient slowly die because he refuses aid.
Mr. Bell, I brought you some tea. I bet you could deal with a cup.
Ah, as you've gone to the trouble to secure me some tea, I shall drink it.
Oh, do look at those two lovebirds on the mimosa tree. I'm sorry. You know, we haven't got a view like this from the nurse's restroom. Do you mind if I take just one little peep more?
No, of course not.
They're pecking at each other.
They? Pecking?
The birds. I suppose they're making love. Have you got a family, Mr. Barrett? Do you know, when I get a family, I'm going to teach them all about flowers and birds. Do you know, I never knew what a mimosa tree looked like until I was 17. I still don't know one bird from another. Nurse Rogers was brought up in the country. Oh, she knows so many things.
Where were you brought up?
Oh, you'll never have heard of it, Mr. Barrett. A place called Beckstead. It's a railway junction. Nothing there except lots of railway sheds and workshops. My dad, he's on the railways, engine driver.
Oh. And your mother?
Oh, mother. Mother's been dead 3 years. That's why I became a nurse. Dad felt that I shouldn't stay in Beckstead all my life. I was willing to stay home and look after him, but he wouldn't hear of it. You see, I know you're going to laugh at me, but I love people. I'm not like you. Educated and travelled, I mean.
No, that's not what you meant. You meant you're not like me because you love people and I'm indifferent to them. Well, that hasn't anything to do with education and travel. You're not like me in a very basic and all-important respect. You can afford all the generosity of youth. You have inside you a well of affection because you're young. Any affection I had has dried up. Your life's before you. Mine's behind me.
Honey, when you look like that, you look just like my dad. Oh, don't be so sad, Mr. Barrett. You'll get well, you see you will. Dad used to look like that when Mum died.
Have you any brothers or sisters?
Two brothers. They're both on the railways. Oh, you'd laugh. I used to make them both pretend they were sick, and I used to pretend I was Florence Nightingale. You know Florence Nightingale? Oh, well, it was the Crimean War, see, and there was lots of soldiers. It was in Russia, it was, and oh, they were wounded and ill, and oh, she was a very great woman, Mr. Barrett. She was a very great nurse. Fancy me calling Florence Nightingale a nurse. I bet matron and sisters would be angry.
You're quite right. Yes, she was a great nurse. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 18.
I had a daughter who looked like you. She was 18.
Was, Mr. Barrett?
Yes. I killed her.
Like to enjoy smoking more? Well, there's a new way to get more smoking pleasure. Smoke Ransom. Taste how the world's first double filter for the modern king-size cigarette, Ransom's Gardite double filter, doubles up your smoking pleasure. Enjoy the rich, pure flavor of Ransom's fine tobaccos. For the man who smokes a lot and loves it, Ransom.
Met veel werk op wasdag, wees Omo zijn kracht. Net Omo heeft die superkrachtige schoonwasvermoe van Instafoam. U kort pad naar die witste wasgoed.
Wees veel wasgoed,
wie is die baas met Omo?
Met Instafoam.
Ja, Omo's de Instafoam schuimkracht maakt die thuis te veel goed zacht. Breekt het op, lucht het schoon uit. Witgoed komt zuiver wit, gekleurd is helder schoon.
En Omo wasgoed ruikt jaarlijk vast, vast soos een lentebrief.
Spaletta. Spalicious. Refresh your thirst with Spaletta Cream Soda. So smooth, such a tingling, happy taste. Spaletta Cream Soda. A racy flavor, full of zip, with more sparkle, less fizz, real refreshment.
You get real fruit flavors in Spaletta. Spaletta has the sparkle without the fizz.
Spaletta Cream Soda.
Was it a motor accident?
No. Perhaps if my Lorna and my wife had died in a car crash, I could have come to terms with the tragedy. And myself. They didn't. They died as a result of my... Oh, well, I think the tea is getting cold.
Oh, dear, I'll never make a good nurse. You see, Matron is right. If I hadn't gossiped, your tea wouldn't have got cold. Oh, let me make you some more. It won't take more than a minute.
No, no. Come sit on that chair there. I can feel tears welling up in my eyes. That's the first hopeful sign I've had.
Tears? Hopeful?
Yes, my child. I didn't think I could ever feel anything again. Not even the pain of sorrow. But I can. You're a good nurse. What's your name?
Jane. Jane Elliot.
Jane, you've done more than anybody else has been able to do. More even than Dr. Marlowe, Dr. Morrison, the matron, all the nursing sisters. You made me feel... Go away, child. Go away. Let me sorrow in solitude.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Nurse. Nurse Elliot, what is it?
What? Dr. Marlowe, I've done a terrible thing. I made a patient cry.
Patient? Do you mean Mr. Barrett?
Yes, sir. Please don't sack me. I didn't mean it, but when he told me about his wife and his daughter, he had a daughter, and she looked just like me. And the first day, I didn't mean to upset him.
You've done no harm. In fact, you've opened the floodgates, I should imagine.
Floodgates?
Nurse, the longer you're with us at the hospital, and I hope you stay with us a long time, the more you'll come to realize that weeping is not in itself a bad thing. What is bad is not having the ability to weep.
I see, sir. It's like when my mum died. I couldn't cry. I just felt that there was a stone inside me.
You're a sweet, understanding girl. That's exactly what I do mean. Perhaps this is a propitious moment to bear a call on the patient. Am I welcome?
No.
Sorry, but being the medical director...
I'd be a good chap and go away.
I'm becoming repetitious. It's my turn to say no. I've come to apologize for Nurse Elliot's disgraceful behavior.
What are you talking about?
I just ran into her in the corridor. She was terribly upset, and rightly so.
Dr. Marlowe, what are you talking about?
Just this. The first thing a nurse has to learn is to gauge a patient's condition and to respect it. She was warned that you were a cardiac case.
Dr. Marlowe, have you reprimanded that sweet child?
No, of course not. Quite rightly, she reprimanded herself. She's filled with remorse at having upset you. She's beginning to lose faith in her qualities as a nurse.
I wonder if you realize the treasure you have in this girl. She's had very few chances in life. She's completely uneducated, and yet she has an awareness, sensitivity and appreciation of things and
life, were you going to say?
Yes, if you like.
I've been talking to Dr. Rivercuff, our leading cardiographer. He gives you about 7 or 8 months unless you take treatment.
If I don't take treatment, I'll die. If I die, or rather when I die, few will mourn the loss. If it can be described as a loss.
Nurse Elliot will.
It's unfair of you to bring that child into it.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. She's young, with all the compassion of youth, something you've forgotten. You've allowed her to feel desperately sorry for you, and now she's breaking her heart because in her sweet innocence she said something to make you cry.
Oh, it wasn't something that Jane said. It was what I did myself. All right, Dr. Marlowe. For the first time, I want to talk about it. You know that my name is Douglas Barrett. I'm Professor Douglas Barrett, sometime head of the Mannheim Archaeological Institute.
Barrett, of course. It seems a little late to say this, but I thought your face was vaguely familiar. But
hear me out. About 18 months ago, I retired from the Institute... You may or may not know that my chief studies have been concerned with the early Aztecs. Once I had retired, I decided to take a trip to the land of the priest astronomers, the Mayas, who were in Central America about 1000 BC. I'd heard word that some ruins of buildings used by what were known as solar priests were found at a place called Paralavia. I was persuaded by my wife and daughter that they should accompany me. We reached the place, all right. You'll find my discoveries in a number of archaeological magazines published throughout the world. And then, with our bearers, we began to retrace our steps. We made camp for the night in the heart of the jungle. I see that Lorna's gone to her tent.
Yes, dear. She asked if one of the bearers could bring her some water. I'm thirsty, too.
Yes, so am I. Masco!
Lord.
Hey, give me that cup.
Here, Lord.
Oh, we chose well, camping by the spring. There you are, darling.
Thank you.
No, good lady, no drink.
What's he saying, Duggan?
Oh, this is running water. It can't harm anybody. For 30 years I've been warned against drinking the waters of various countries, and look at me. I suppose Masco feels that the brook's inhabited by an evil spirit or the ghost of his wicked uncle. Won't do you any harm, darling.
Oh, if you say so. Here goes.
No, great lady.
Masco, see to the bearers. Tell them we strike camp at dawn.
Yes, Lord.
The water's quite cool. Well, Lorna could do with this. I'll take it to her.
My wife went up with a cup full of water for my daughter. I just leaned over and took a sip from the running brook. The following day, we reached the port of Salago and boarded the ship that was going to take us to New York. Within 24 hours, the three of us were in the ship's hospital bay. We were all suffering from trichia fever. Unfortunately for me, I recovered. My wife and child were buried at sea.
When did this happen?
4 or 5 weeks ago. Does it matter?
You're going to scourge and punish yourself forever?
At my age, forever won't be long. Particularly with my heart condition.
And at least we know where we are with you. Who is your next of kin?
My brother. I was going to spend the night in the city, and then I was going to his place at Fairlands. It's on the northeast coast.
Do you mind if I get in touch with him?
A few hours ago, I would have said, yes, I do mind. Now, thanks to Nurse Elliot...
I'm sorry, I'll come back.
No, come in, nurse.
I just came to take the tea things. I'll come back later.
No, you can take them now.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, Mr. Barrett, you've not touched your tea.
But I wonder, is it possible... would it be breaking the regulations if I asked you to make a fresh pot?
Oh, with pleasure, sir.
The Trust Bank for service, for the lowest cost, most convenient personal and business loans, funds for the purchase of a car, truck, machinery, implements, any durable articles, contact beforehand first the Trust Bank.
Rook met Nivellus, Rook Ransom, en is Marksel getuig, des Virginische tabak op zijn beste. Ransom biedt die rijk aangename geur van uitzoek Virginische tabak met die exclusieve Ransom Multifilter, wat daarin noodzakelijke balans tussen tabak en filter behoudt. Een nieuwe ondervinding en rookgenot. Ransom, voor die man wat bijrookt en het geniet.
I wonder what happens to nice young people like that.
What do you mean?
All her life she's been giving. Helping her mother when she was alive. Housekeeping for her father and her brothers. That child has a tremendous capacity for giving. No one ever becomes a nurse to make money because they don't make any. Instead, they have the tremendous reward of knowing that their life is dedicated to helping others. So you've noticed that ladder in her stockings? Matron commented on it.
No, I didn't. Will you do something for me? Would you get someone to buy her 2 dozen pairs of stockings?
How simple for you.
What are you trying to say, Dr. Marlowe?
You're obviously a man of means.
I have means, yes. Why?
Aren't you concerned for the people you leave behind when you die?
No.
That's life for you. There's Nurse Elliot, rich in spirit and compassion and love for her fellow human beings, yet can't afford to buy a new pair of stockings. There are you, spending thousands upon thousands discovering some dead stone and not caring one bit about the Nurse Elliots of the world.
I've not cared because... well, because the only two people I cared for are no longer living.
And I try to do all I can. Nurse Elliot will pack your clothes. You'll leave the hospital.
Now? At once?
No, not at once. Tomorrow.
Why this sudden change of attitude?
Because you know and I know that if we don't give you the treatment your cardiac condition requires, you will die in hospital. Nurse Elliot has got to learn to live and yet experience the death of others. That's her job. But she's become attached to you. Why should I have her exposed to your death?
Why should Jane... Nurse Elliot care whether I live or die?
Unlike yourself, she doesn't ask those sort of questions. She accepts life and loves it, and loves all those who share it. You see, she doesn't want to take from life. She wants to give. She wants to be useful to others. You, with your self-pity, want to use others so they can bury you and your guilt.
Oh. How long have I got if I take the treatment Dr. Morrison has prescribed?
Well, I know, soothsayer, but providing you take care of yourself, quite a few years. Enough to make a contribution to others, if that's what you're asking me.
All right, Dr. Marlowe. Bring on your pills, potions, and needles. I'm ready to take the treatment.
You asked me a question. I'll ask you one. You asked me why the sudden change of attitude. I give you the same question.
Here it is, Mr. Barrett. I made it myself. Regulations say 2 teaspoonsful per pot. I put in 3. Oh, Dr. Marlowe, what have I said?
You're saying words of treason, girl. That's what you're saying.
Jane, you've been in the city 1 week.
Yes, Mr. Barrett.
I'm thinking of taking a house near the hospital or somewhere on the outskirts where there's plenty of ground and mimosa trees.
Oh, how wonderful.
This is going to be a great deal to ask. I wonder, when you're not on duty, that is, you wouldn't come and stay at the house. You see, I am an old man, and I need taking care of. That's not quite true, Jane. I not only need taking care of, I need someone I can love, and I can take care of. Would you let me take care of you? Just as though you were my own daughter. Would you do this for an old man?
You mean come and stay with you and look after you? I mean, you look after me?
That's what I do mean. Oh, I know it's asking a great deal. I'll
but
see
would you
that
really?
You...
would you really let me take care of you? Oh, please. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so happy.
So am I, child. Yes, for the first time in weeks, so am I.